The Golden Hand, from the book Spooky Oregon, retold by S.E. Schlosser. He never paid much attention to his neighbors living on his city block until one day he saw her. A pretty middle-aged widow moved into the townhouse two doors down. She was plump and dark, with sparkling eyes. How odd, he thought, though, that she always wore dark gloves on her hands, even indoors. Taken by her beauty, he went out of his way to meet her. They often bumped into each other in the street and stood there talking. One day, as they were chatting, she casually brushed the hair back away from her forehead. When he saw it, he caught a glimpse of gold under her glove. He asked her about it, and she grinned coquettishly and told him she had lost one hand a few years back and now wore a solid golden hand. In that moment, a terrible desire woke in his heart, not a desire to possess the lady herself, but to possess the solid golden hand hidden under her glove. He courted the widow with every bit of strategy known to him. He gave her flowers. He took her to the theater, gave her gifts and compliments. It worked. He won the widow's heart, and within a month, they stood before a minister vowing love to one another until death do they part. By the end of the first month of their marriage, he was a widower and buried his ailing wife in the local cemetery. She was buried without her golden hand. It had been too easy for him. Beginning with the first day after their wedding, he had been administering a slow poison into her food every day. Each day, his wife grew sicker and sicker. And no one, not his wife, nor the family doctor, nor their neighbors, knew it was murder. One night, after the funeral, he slept with her golden hand under his pillow. It was very, very dark that night. The clouds covered the moon with eerie and evil shapes. The wind whistled down the chimney and rattled the shutters on the outside of the townhouse. He was deeply asleep when suddenly he was awakened by a sound. A creaking door. A door down the hallway. Strange, he thought, for it is after midnight and the servants shouldn't still be up at this hour. The door creaked louder and suddenly slammed shut, echoing down the hall. He heard a gust of wind outside. The tree limbs knocked against the windows. It made the night very, very spooky. He heard something else. A strange shuffling sound. Down the hallway, coming closer to his door, as if somebody, something, was shuffling their feet slowly down the hallway. It got closer and closer and closer. There was silence for a long period, and then on the other side of his bedchamber door came a sudden thud, as if a heavy weight had rested against it. His eyes were a little bleary from sleep, but he could see the knob on the door slowly moving counterclockwise. The door began to creak. The door opened more and more and more and more, and suddenly the door slammed open. A wild wind whipped around the room. Papers and books and table coverings scattered everywhere. He sat up in bed, startled from the noise. His pulse began to pound. He rubbed his eyes and pinched his arm, for surely he must be dreaming. But no, a greenish white light began to bob around slowly into the room. The light grew larger and larger, his heart now pounding in his throat. The light began to take shape. At first he could not tell, but then it was very clear to him. The light formed a ghostly shape. It was his dead wife. There was no mistake, for as his eyes moved from her face downward, he saw her hand was missing. He swallowed hard, but his throat was so tight from fear that he felt pain. His heart began to beat faster. Where is my golden hand? She moaned with dark eyes glowing with red fire. Give me my golden hand. He tried to speak, but his mouth was just so dry from fear that he could hardly make anything but soft, gasping noises. The glowing phantom of his wife glided closer to him. Her once lovely face was twisted into a hideous green mask. You stole my life. You stole my hand. Give me back my golden hand. The noise rose higher and higher, and the phantom pulsed with a strident green light that smote his eyes, making them water. He cowered against his pillows. The hard shape of the golden hand behind him pressed against his back. Suddenly, he felt the golden hand twitch. The phantom of his wife swooped down on him, pressing his face against the pillow. He tried to scream, but the suffocating green cloud pressed against the pillow, cutting off his breath. The world went black. The next morning, the maid entered the chamber as she normally did every morning to bring her master's morning cup of tea. She looked down. The tray in her hands dropped with a crash, for lying on the floor was her master, dead, with the golden hand clutched around his throat. And that, my pretties, is the end of the story.